Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We are excited tonight. We have such wonderful guest that's coming through. We've gone all the way to Texas. We have Blue that's starting it off. Then we're going to take it all the way to Florence, Alabama. We're going to go to Miss Ingrid's eyelashes and more. And then we're going to go all the way to California because we got Lenny Williams in the house. You know that, Lenny Williams, because I love you, we got Lenny Williams in the house. So you don't want to miss that. And also, everybody that's tuned in right now, we are live, Charlotte, North Carolina, getting it in as we do Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are also broadcasting live, 98 to the BLA, and you can also find us on College Underground Radio. And College Underground Radio is based out of Atlanta. So we're going to get it in tonight. I'm excited. I know everybody is excited. We have the lines going crazy, and I'm definitely going to be taking a picture of this because these lines are bananas right now, and I'm excited about our first guest. And just so you know, you can call in at 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749, and press 1. If you press 1, that will let us know that you would like to speak to myself or our guest for tonight. And we have a treat for you. So we're going to go ahead and get it started. And we got our first guest in the building, y'all. Keep it locked. It's the Nikki Rich Show.
Nikki Rich.
Welcome back. It's the Nikki Rich Show. We're going live with our special guest for tonight. And with no further ado, I would like to welcome all the way from Texas to Charlotte, North Carolina, all the way to L.A., Atlanta, and across the globe, Blue. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Hey, how you doing, Miss Nikki?
I'm good. I'm good. We were just playing your music. It's so hot.
What was that, ma'am?
We were just playing your music, and I'm loving it. I love everything about your music. It's soulful, and you're bringing that good, clean, positive, that feel-good music.
I highly appreciate it. Music has been my passion since the age of 7. It's really basically making music out for your feeling and your emotions, you know. And, you know, I do my best, you know, and I think that you like it, you know.
Definitely. Now, go ahead and let everybody know a little bit about you because this is your first time on the Nikki Rich Show. And, again, we welcome you. So go ahead and let everybody know where you based out of and where you originally from.
Yeah, I'm from Odessa, Texas, born and raised. I grew up a little bit in Cali, but for the most part, I was born and raised in Odessa, Texas, south, you know, just basically growing up around old school music, soul music, whatnot. I make all kinds of music. I'm not really based on just one genre, but, you know, I just basically make music on how it comes to me.
Amazing. Now, growing up, who influenced you or who inspired you to get into the music business or in the music industry?
I would have to say most definitely my family, just, you know, being around musically inclined people, just singing, you know, growing up in the church. Who influenced me the most? I have to say Sade, Jay-Z, Music Soul Child, a lot of artists, N.E.R.D., just the list goes on. I listen to, like, a lot of music, you know. It really comes on a broad scale from indie music to mainstream music, but for the most part, I had to say neo soul really, really, like, is where I get a lot of my influence from.
Amazing. Well, the first track that we played tonight was Moments Forever, and we also have some more music. We have Dangerous Love Part 1. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about Dangerous Love Part 1.
Well, Dangerous Love Part 1 was actually the first track that we played, and that's just basically like a Frank Sinatra type filler song. I'm really digging the Nina Simone, Billie Holiday type feel, the Nat King Cole type of vibe, and I just wanted to try to fuse a little hip hop with that, you know, a little bit of the new age. But as far as the next song is Moments Forever, that's a track that is basically influenced by like the club type feel, the scenery of going out and you know, just having a good time, trying to go after what you want. You know, everybody goes out and they're just trying to let loose and let free, and you know, just forget about the stress of the day, and try to get some distractions that are worth distracting, you know what I'm saying, getting into by the end of the night. And that's really just like a club scene song for all of my nightlife people.
All right. Well, right now we're going to go to Dangerous Love Part 1. This is for the nightlife people we saying, guys, just listening in. We're going to go to it right now. We're live with Blue all the way from Texas. Let's get it.
Yes, ma'am.
Cause every night in the club she denying a man. Will I kindly play my position of adding good to your feelings for later on the night you inviting your friends? Now they loving the fly company, filling the sky, aviating from out the basin and setting the trend. Now that's down drinks, feeling whatever you like. Kush smoke to the ceiling, we at it again. Party nights, waking up, no memory why. We got the nerves to try to blame the juice and the gin. Know it's damn well the vibes was hot as July, and these drinks flip an average 5 to a 10. Hard to fight good feelings, you can't deny. To her own supply,
I wanna
to her own
own
reply.
It forever, this moment forever with you.
I replied, I'm grown and my sex is organized like Chronic Capone. Miss Lady, come on, don't fight what's felt. Combo with a combo and being a heart melt. She asked if I make over minimum wage. I said her progress was better making fun of my age. You wanna digest my cheddar for my wallet to pay? Turn tricks for a trick through the rest of the day. I make it so vice versa, please believe. And now life hurt cause she don't ever want me to leave. Got her in a night searching like where could it be? The only thoughts on her mind, feeling opposite of fine. I'm on the other line cause when it come to dimes, I collect them like calls from prisoners doing time. Whispering she love me only when I'm in her spine. Splashing in between her aquafina.
I wanna own it forever, this moment forever with you, with you, with you, with you. I know that we're not together, so I'm cautious when I'm making my move, my move, my move, my move.
It's a couple hours past late with that hourglass shape frame of yours, my sweet tooth. Eating the taste, flame support for blunts when we need to bake, language wars for bodies when we need to take action, exchange the strains mixed with passion, two beasts with an appetite for satisfaction. Unleashing an opposites, find attraction. Before sheets, you know I had to find a magnet. With looks to kill and my touch ain't safe, she hooked for real, my sex rebase, take another hit. Rehab can never take my place, just take up space. That move they made was on some cup of shit. Full of the drink, so I'm loving the light, and she just loving the stars while under the night. While the stars shine on the dress, it's something real tight. Wanna get down with her and it's more than the
I
light.
I wanna
light.
Own it forever, this moment forever.
All right, you're rocking with the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We getting it in live tonight, and we all the way in Texas right now with Blue. I'm loving everything about the movement, Blue. That's hot.
Already, I appreciate it.
Yes, yes. We're just so excited to have you here tonight, and I want to say the lines are bananas. Shout out to everybody that's showing love. Definitely got to get these callers.
That's what's up. I appreciate it.
I want to let everybody know that you can call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. And also so you know that we are a positive radio station, and we bring entrepreneurs like Blue and artists and everybody that's out there that has a vision, some that just want to get their projects displayed on a positive platform, and we also allow people to be heard and across the globe, and giving them the opportunity to showcase their ideas and anything you got going on, like your events that you're having, as well as we also help others, you know, by helping them build their brand along the way and giving them the tools that they need to be successful in life. And that's what it's all about, Blue.
Oh, yeah,
it's about
for
getting
sure.
heard, you know?
For sure. If you got dreams, you know, patience is the main key of that. Because a lot of times you're gonna set goals and you're gonna want things and you're gonna want them right then and there. But you really got to be realistic and grind for what you want, because faith without work is just like insanity. You know what I'm saying? For the most part, you know, you just got to stay persistent and hold those dreams and don't let nobody take that away from you. At the end of the day, it's you that you get that has to wake up in that bed and has to go to sleep in that bed with the things that you've done in the world. And most of the times, a lot of people get setbacks and they don't know how to recover from. You know what I'm saying? And for the most part, if you got dreams, just go hard. Don't do it at all, because you'll never know who you're helping out when they see you going hard. You know what I'm saying? It's all a synergy. You know, we're all in this together. Music is more than just making music. You know, it's a lifestyle, and you know, you just got to be all for it or nothing. You know what I'm saying?
That's real. Now, in case anybody wanted to learn more about Blue or check out your music or wanted to book you for an event, where could they go to, Blue?
For the most part, you can just check out any of my websites I got right now, soundcloud.com/blue-justright, or you can go to youtube.com/thatsblue. For the most part, I'm working on a website right now. It's in the works. It's coming soon, which is justtypejustright.com. And from there, we'll really be hitting it hard as far as just bringing you music all the time around the clock.
Awesome, awesome. And I know you have all your links, like your SoundCloud, your Reverb Nations, and your website. Go ahead and share that with us.
Excuse me?
I know you got all your web links, like your SoundCloud, your Reverb Nation. Go ahead and share that with you. MySpace, you can go ahead and share that with everybody that's listening in right now.
The MySpace.com slash BLUJR for self, the number 4, then self. Then you also have my Facebook, which is you'll Google. I mean, you'll search Blue, which is BLU dash just right. You can find me on Facebook through there, or you can hit me on my Twitter, which is at Blue Just Right, BLU no E, just right. And I plan to come out with a mixtape within before Christmas, so it'll be sometime at the first of the year. Blueport, it's going by Blueport. That'll be coming soon on that piff. I'll be releasing links on those sites, so just be looking for it.
Most definitely. And also, Blue, is there any advice that you would like to share with any of our listeners out there that are trying to achieve their dreams and move forward? And, you know, some people out there that might be listening in and just might not be having a good day today, and they feel as if, you know, they need that motivation, and they might be listening in right now.
I'd like to say, for the most part, if you got dreams and, you know, you're feeling the downside of them, that you're not really seeing the development of them, you know, you got to look at that as opportunity to exercise your faith and really, mm-hmm. really believe in what you're writing and what you're trying to get out to people. You really have to give yourself to this, to whatever project you're doing, and give it 100%, because you're going to, for as many people that like your music, you're going to find 3 people multiplied to each person that's not going to like your music. And that's fine, you know, to each his own, but that shouldn't stop you from what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? If it's something in your life that's just aching you to do, you know, you love doing it, then don't let nobody stop you. Can't nobody tell you what to do. You know what I'm saying? Because they got their own worries. And sometimes they don't know how to go hard for themselves, so they're going to try to tear anybody else down. You know, all you can do
exactly,
is just
exactly.
wish the best for them, and, you know, it's tunnel vision. You can't see the haters. You might hear them, but that don't mean you got to tune in and listen. You know, you got to go hard for yours, and, you know, that's it. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing else.
Exactly. I agree. And we're just so excited to have you here tonight, and we're looking forward to just continue to support your movement. And hopefully, you know, I'm coming to Texas on the 30th. It's Houston, Texas, but maybe you never know that we might link up when we could do a live interview.
All right. I would most indeed like that, for sure. All right.
That's
well,
real.
Well,
and,
shout out.
Also, what I always ask our guests or our artists, if you don't mind doing a quick drop, shouting out the Nicki Rich Show.
Oh, for sure, man. Already, shout out to the Nicki Rich Show. Much love all the time. I appreciate the opportunity to get on this show and showcase my talents and let the listeners hear my music.
Most definitely. Well, we thank you so much, and we just wish you all the best. And we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end by saying God bless.
Already, God bless, for sure. Well,
thank you so much. And just continue to listen in. We have some amazing guests coming up. We have Miss Inga coming up, and she's all the way in Alabama. And we have a surprise announcement with Miss Inga, too. But we also have the legendary Lenny Williams coming through. I know you know that song, "'Cause I Love You." I can't say
it. Oh, yeah. Girl, you know that's what I was going to
say. So we got Lenny Williams coming up. So everybody that's tuned in right now, you don't want to miss that as well. But right now, we thank you, and we welcome you back anytime, okay?
Thank you, Miss Nikki. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And I want to tell everybody, the lines are absolutely crazy. We're so excited. We're broadcasting live right now, Charlotte, North Carolina, all the way to L.A., and then we're taking it all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. And we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to get back to our next guest, and that is Miss Inga of Inga's Eyelashes and More. And this is amazing interview, like the first one we just had, and it was really, really great. And we're going to continue to just move through and just share such amazing, amazing projects. That's what it's all about. It's all about sharing others' projects and just getting the word out, because we're global. We have over 133,000 listeners listening in. Right now, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and y'all kick a lot. It's the Nikki Rich Show.
This is Dan Brown, the barber, representing BarberLife.com, that Team Exotics Exodus Barbershop. Get a cut, get a cut. And I'm letting you know, you got to listen to my girl, Nikki Rich, on the Nikki Rich Show. You never know who you might hear.
I think they want to know your name, Nikki. Hey, man, what up, man? It's your boy, Game Face, a.k.a. the Hitologist, Cortland, Virginia all day, hip-hop backpacker, GM. Listen, man, when I'm not in the booth or when I just want something soothing to relax to, man, I'm listening to the Nikki Rich Show, man. Get with it or get lost. One of the hottest shows in Carolina. Charlotte, what up, man? Holla at your boy, Game Face.
What's up, y'all? This your girl, Jada Marie, and I'm rocking out with Miss Nikki Rich. Y'all can check me out on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter at Jada Marie Online. And y'all make sure you get my new single, Hate Diet, on iTunes now. Much love.
Oh, yes. This is Mama Jones, and we're about to play some cottage on the Nikki Rich Show.
The Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio show on the planet. The Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio show on the planet. This is national performing artist and stage, film, TV actress Angela Shawnette Felix. Follow me on Twitter, Angela S. Felix, A-N-G-E-L-A, S for Sam, F for Frank, E-L-I-X for X-ray. You are listening to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio show on the planet. The Nikki Rich Show, hottest radio show on the planet. Monday through Friday, 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more info, NikkiRichShow.com.
All right, you're listening to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station. You heard it on the planet. We have so many listeners tuned in right now. I do want to let you know you can call in at 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749, and you press that 1. If you press that 1, that will let us know that you would like to speak to myself. And right now, we all the way in L.A., and we're getting this thing started. We going live, L.A., 98 to the beat. Let's get it.
Are you gonna be?
On 98.2 the beat.
The beat.
This is
the beat. Worldwide.
Yeah. Watch out, man.
Here's no competition.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you hear the drums bumping,
yeah,
you know what it is.
98.2.
Don't be.
Meg, I'm late. What you mean you late? You having a baby or something?
No, Nikki Rich Show.
Oh, snap. The Nikki Rich Show? Yo, I gotta tune in. I'm sorry, yo. Hold on, call or whatever. The Nikki Rich Show is about to go down.
You are now tuned in to the hottest show on the planet. On a roll and control like Janet. Nikki Rich on deck, so don't disconnect. From the south to the north, from the east to the west. Nikki takes pride in bringing you the best. From all the hot music to all the hot guests. So grab you a seat, kick up your feet. Pay close attention, no time to sleep. 6 days a week and always on time. Press the number one to be heard on the line. BlogTalkRadio.com/Nikki Rich Show is on the grind. The guests on the show will blow your mind. Some shows just glow, but this one shines. So keep it locked in, don't turn that down.
Ain't no more doubt.
Coming upon our guest for tonight. Tonight's guest, we have Blue, as well as tonight's guest, Miss Inga of Inga's Eyelashes and More Salon. And we also have the legendary Lenny Williams in the house. And with no further ado, it's about that time. We're going all the way to Florence, Alabama. And we're going to go right now. And with no further ado, we would like to welcome the queen of eyelashes. You hear me? She is the queen of eyelashes. We welcome in Miss Inga Carol Harden of Inga's Eyelashes and More. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Wow. Thank you for such a great introduction, Nikki. Thank you. I am the queen. How you doing?
Excited to have you. Oh, my goodness. We've been at this book for so long, and we've really been getting geared up for tonight.
Yes.
I'm so
excited. Yes, we are ready.
Yes. Now, Miss Inga, we know it's your first time here tonight on the Nikki Rich Show, so go ahead and tell us, how did you begin with Inga's Eyelashes and More Salon?
Well, I don't want to sound old, Nikki, but I started about 15 years ago in the great city of Detroit, Michigan, on Robeson Street at my aunt's house, and she trained me on how to do eyelashes, and from that moment on, we moved on out to Gibraltar Trade Center, and I went into different barbershops, and I was doing lashes. I was skilled and trained in the salons from that moment on, and I became certified and all the way from Detroit, now in Alabama, in my salon and doing eyelashes. That's my thing.
Wow, that is amazing.
I think so.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes. Yes, truly, truly. All the way from the west side of Detroit.
Wow. Now, how does it feel achieving your dreams, accomplishing the goals that you know, sometimes we have, we think about it, but we don't necessarily pursue it. How does it feel to pursue your goals right now?
Well, it feels a little bit unreal, and sometimes I even have what you could say out-of-body experiences when I think about it, because when I'm actually doing the lashes in my own salon in a whole other state, this is my hometown, back home, and I look, I'm like, wow, I started in Detroit in the barbershop in my aunt's dining room, first of all, and now as I look around, I'm like, God, you really brought me all the way here and brought me back home, sent me to Detroit to learn, brought me back home. And as I look around my salon, I'm just like floored sometimes. I'm really pursuing my dream.
Amazing. Well, you know what? I got a chance. I was following your movement, and I got a chance to research everything that you had going on. And I know who Inga was, so I was like, we're going to have to bring her on the Nikki Rich Show. She's doing major things in Alabama. And I said, we're going to have to bring her on so that everybody, not just in Alabama and Detroit, we wanted the world to know about English, and more. So we had to bring you on tonight.
You know, I appreciate it, Nikki. I feel as though the world needs to know what I have to offer. I feel like my story could help someone else who would like to pursue their dream and may be like at a wall and feel like I can't go any further or I can't do this because they have been told no, no, no. I had been told no so many times, and now not only am I here in Alabama doing eyelashes, but I have a full staff salon, a crew, from hair to makeup, pedicures, everything. And remember, this started in my aunt's dining room on the west side of Detroit doing eyelashes, and it has grown from that. And I just want to let anyone know that whatever your dream is, you just stay with it. Have faith, and you can do and have anything that your heart desires.
And I so highly agree with that. and you know, a lot of people talk about the economy and everything that's going on in the world, but guess what? God is greater. You know, sometimes
yes.
You think when you think things are bad and you think in the worst, then it really matters. It's really not bad. God, I think when the economy went down, God was giving everybody, or he gives people the opportunity or your chance to, I would say, pursue your dreams. You know, a lot of times when you think of like, oh, I can't work, I got laid off, I got this and I got that. But guess what? He's going to open up another door for you to create your own and then succeed and pursue what you really want to do, not what somebody else thinks you should do. You hear me?
Yes, you are right. You are absolutely right. Because I was told that this wouldn't work in the South, that I just shouldn't think about doing it. And they were like, eyelashes, that doesn't work. But I knew in Detroit, I saw it. I saw it working. And actually, I brought the eyelash business to the South. I introduced the South region to eyelashes. And Nikki, I have customers to come from all over the South, even out of the country, for me to do their eyelashes. I mean, it's just amazing how God just
amazes you
what it is.
They do not know how major it is because we got some news to announce a little later on, but we're going to get to the phone lines because I see we got a ton of people that we have to get through. And we're going to try to get to all of these people that's buzzing the phone lines.
Okay.
So we're going to go to the phone lines right now. We're going to go to 313. 313, you are on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Dolores Allen, calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Hi, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Hi, I'm just calling because I want to wish my niece the best of everything. I always told her to be an open vessel so that God can pour blessings into that vessel so she would be able to share her blessings with others. And may God bless her. May God bless you, Nikki, and all y'all endeavors. And this is Dolores Allen calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, thank you, Aunt Dolores.
That's so sweet.
Thank you. Thank you so much. This is the courage that I've always gotten from Detroit to Alabama. This is just what has boosted me, my family, constantly.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
And you know what? It's nothing like family to call in and show love and support because that will give me that more motivation, that boost to continue on. When your family is behind you, you know you're doing something right.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. And we thank you, Dolores. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're thank so you. Welcome.
Thank you. And we're going to go to some more callers. I see we got 256-765. You are on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. 256-765, you're on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. All right. We're going to get to our next caller. We're going to go to 256-648. You're on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. Hello, 256-648. You're on the air. Tell us your name. Where you calling from? All right, we're going to keep going, guys. I see the phone lines are really, really buzzing. We got 256-762. You are on the air. Tell us your name. Where you calling from? Hello?
I don't know.
I think everybody's kind of shy tonight.
I think so many kids, they weren't ready for that.
We got to keep it going. Everybody that's tuning in right now, if you want to talk, you got to press that 1. And we got 256-577. You are on the air. Tell us your name, where you calling from. I think we got everybody shy tonight, Inga.
I think so.
It's so many people that's listening in, and we are just so grateful and we thankful for everybody. It's just amazing. It's just amazing to all the callers that's showing that love and support. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And we talked about how you got started. Now, working with others in your salon, and like you say, you have a full staff. Now, if anybody wanted to get their eyelashes done, what would they need to do? How can they get in touch with you, or what all they need to do?
Well, I of course have Facebook, and I have Twitter, and both of those are Inga Kara Harden, and Instagram. Or they could call the salon, which is 256-765-7001. Or they could call my cell, and that's on the recorded answering machine number from the salon.
Okay.
But there's many ways to get in touch with me, because if someone wants their lashes done, I'm here to provide that service.
Exactly. And I know there has really been an outpouring of people that's reaching out to you to get your lashes done. And I mean, it's just amazing for the movement. And just when I was talking to you to schedule and to book you to come on the Nikki Ray Show, it was so many people that was reaching out to you to do their lashes. And I just want to say just congratulations on your success. That's fair.
Oh, Nikki, thank you so very much. Thank you. It's been a journey, and I thank God for the journey. I thank you for the congratulations. I know the best is truly yet to come.
It is. And we also know, Inga, that you have a family, a loving family, that is. And we know that you're working, you're doing your eyelashes, and you also have a family, so how do you balance that out from family life to your pursuing your vision?
Well, I really don't know, Mickey, how I do it. I just know every day I do it. Right. I get up and take care of those children, clean my house before I come to work, and come in and do the same routine here at the salon. And it's just the same routine every day, and I just don't question it. I just do what I have to do with no excuses and no doubt. Just keep going every day.
Awesome. And I know that just having the support from your family and them saying that you are just out here working day in and day out,
that you're in the community working as well, go ahead and let the people know that's listening in as well how you have really supported those in the community. You went from, you know, it could be somebody homeless that you have helped along the way. And go ahead and let everybody know some of the achievements and accomplishments that you have also attained.
As far as in the community here,
yes,
when I listen from God, I have to hear from God. On everything that I do, I was just telling my husband that I can't do anything without God. And there was several homeless people, but whenever someone sticks out to me and the Lord tells me to move or help, when I'm led to do it, I have to. It's a guy that's homeless, and so it was a motel across the street, and it was cold. And, of course, I couldn't allow that, so God moved me. I put him in the motel, and I feed him when he comes through. He may come through it, you know, a few months, and whenever he comes through, I make sure that he's fed. And so God had it set up. So the last time that he came through, there was a ministry organization here. The wife was having her hair done, and the husband was waiting, and so I introduced them as to mentor him because they had a homeless shelter, and they immediately took him in, and now he has food and shelter, and it's just moving along. And the reason why it's moving along is because God had him come here to the salon at the right time. And so if someone is homeless or someone needs help, I've raised money for different people in the community, and I'm working on a project now for a lady in the community. I'm not going to say who it is. She could be listening. But a project is going with a Cross Point Church of Christ here in Florence. They're going to help this lady who's having needs some renovations done to her home. And it's just like, it's just whenever God speaks, I want to hear him so that I don't not miss helping someone, because that's how I truly get blessed and my business continues to thrive, is from helping someone. And that's important to me, and it's important for me, my children, to see me helping someone so that they'll mm-hmm. know this is what we're supposed to do.
I've always been that way.
My mother just raised me that way, so it's in me to help somebody.
Amazing, amazing. And I can see where you got it from, because I got a chance to talk to your mom today, and she is a very powerful woman, boy. She was just telling it like it is, and we appreciate, you know, that we could just sit down and conversate with such amazing people, and it's like a divine connection, you know, when you could just talk to people out there.
My mother is amazing. My mother is truly, truly anointed, amazing, devoted Christian. She has a gospel ministry where she helps people in the community that have had cancer, and they raise money and have gospel benefit programs for her. Her gospel group is the Miracles of Joy, and she'll go as far as wherever to help someone. So it's just in my blood to help. Because I see my mother doing it. I have the most amazing mother ever. I do. The most amazing. my aunt, she's truly amazing. My aunt in Detroit, Enda, who took me in when I was in Detroit, amazing. Helped me learn my trade. I just have amazing women surrounding me. So I just have to be amazing.
Tell people, you know, if it's anything that you want to do in life, older or as you come into a different generation, because one generation might have worked more and they might have had kids and the kids worked, everybody worked.
Yeah.
And then another generation might have had people that went to college and you know, just schooling. And then you got another generation that is missing all of it.
We have to pray for those. Yeah.
You know.
Yes, Mickey, I do.
You know, but every generation is different, you know, because, you know, from my mom, they were workers, you know, they worked and they worked. Mickey, I was in that generation that was, you know, well, my mom, she made sure our education, and she made sure we were in school, and just going from there, you know, and education was the key. And it's different for each one, and sometimes, you know, it's hard because you have that generation or that generation crash, you know, it's hard because somebody might not understand.
They might not understand what it is that you want to do. They, you know, or your vision. Everybody is not going to understand that, you know, but you can let them know, you know, and God, he will bring everything to light. He will bring it to light.
Yes.
Cause
if
it's a part of his plan, he's going to make it happen, you know, but like I said, if you're trying to do it and make it happen on your own, He still allow it to happen, but it's not going to be the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
You might be doing a U-turn later on, you know?
Yes, making it hard on yourself.
Yes, and it's just different, you know? It's different with the generation. It's different just with everything, you know? And once you know what it is truly that you want to do in your heart, it's like nothing going to stop you. You know, you just feel carefree. Every day is like a brighter day, you know. Even though, you know, God doesn't have to do anything for us. He gives us the chance to see another day, and that's the biggest gift of them all. That is the biggest gift.
And I think
that one.
I know you're right.
Nobody.
Yes.
But
it
just feels
grateful.
So good, you know.
Yes. I am
so good.
Yes, it does, Nikki. It does. God has me in a place I'm proud to be in right now.
Exactly. Now, anybody out there listening in, any words of advice that you would like to share with them, first, getting into their own business, or any advice toward just staying motivated?
Yes, whatever your heart desire is, you just keep it going, keep moving, keep pressing on. And don't let nothing hold you back. You just keep believing in your dream. You will get told no and no sometimes, but eventually that no will turn into a yes. And when that no turns into a yes, it is the best feeling ever. It is the best feeling. And you just stay with it. When I first started, when I came back home, my aunt told me, and you have to know my aunt. She's hilarious. She's the truth, my dear Nikki. She told me, Inga, I just don't know about you doing eyelashes down here, baby, because nobody knows our eyelashes. And I'm looking at her, and I said, well, I call her Auntie. I said, well, Auntie, I think it'll work. It works in Detroit. And she said, baby, I don't know. And I told her, you gave me that energy to go because you doubted me, and you told me I need to go flip hamburgers, and I was not going to do that. I was not going to go flip hamburgers. So I thank my aunt for telling me that it wouldn't work and encouraging me, and she didn't know she was really encouraging me. She was looking out for me. And I thank her for that, because when people tell you no or people don't see the vision that you have, if you're like me, it makes you go harder. and I'm one that goes hard, and I don't know when to stop.
Well, I know what you mean, honey, because every time when I was like, Mom, I'm doing the Nikki Rich show, she said, okay, now go to Walmart and apply. You know, what I'm saying always, the first word they say is, you didn't try Walmart?
I understand.
Because we also have one of our callers from far, far away where we're going to be headed this week. And I definitely wanted to share some news with the listeners out there on the Nikki Rich Show and across the globe. Okay, when I met Miss Inga, you know, like I said, I researched her business and I really learned about her movement, and I really loved what she has done. And not only with the eyelashes, but like I say, in the community and just helping others. And, you know, I really wanted to let everybody know tonight that on this, even, shoot, I might be losing tomorrow. on Friday, I'm going to Hollywood, the Nikki Rich Show, and we're going to Hollywood, and what we're going to do is I will be having my event. My event is a West Coast Classic. It's a gaming tournament and a live concert, and we will be having special celebrity guests. We have Summer Wayans, and some of the Wayans are coming through. You might know the Wayans brothers, but we will have Summer Wayans along with DeAndre Bynes, actor DeAndre Bynes, and the gaming tournament we will have The Game. He is a rapper. Y'all might know he has the upcoming reality show, Marrying the Game.
I'm having a hard time.
And,
I'm having a hard time hearing you, Nikki.
We'll be having music expert, Miss Robin Lewis, as well, and so many people we will be having come out to this event. And I just really wanted to get my eyelashes done.
Definitely.
I want to get my eyelashes done from the best, the very, very best. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to have Miss Inga come out to Hollywood to personally do my eyelashes for my event. And you welcome her. And guess what? On Friday, Miss Inga will be heading to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Coming out to do my eyelashes personally. And we will be having her walking the red carpet, as well as we have a setup in VIP for our event. So we're going to have you set up with me, myself, in the VIP section. It's going to be so amazing, and we're so excited that you're coming to Hollywood.
Yes, I'm excited too. I am so excited. I'm ready.
Yay.
I'm ready, so Nikki. So am I, and I thank you for the invitation to Hollywood. Really?
Yes. You know it?
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, you know, I want to get my eyelashes done. So I'm like, we got to get the best. And we're ready to invite Miss Inga. And we had to. And I'm so glad that you accepted the invitation.
Oh, without a doubt. And I sell shoes, so I'm going to bring you some sharp shoes to Hollywood, so you'll be ready to walk the red carpet in shoes from Inga's Lashes and More Salon.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. That is going to be so nice. And Inga, real quickly, I have a guest that's also on, and you're going to be able to meet her.
It's going to be so exciting
because Miss Robin Lewis, I've told her so much about you already, and I also told her that you're personally coming to do my eyelashes, and she was like, oh, she can do mine, so we're going to bring her on real quickly. And
right now,
I would like to welcome, she's a music expert, Miss Robin Lewis. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Nikki Rich.
Hey.
Guess who I got along
with? Miss Inga, the CEO of Inga's Eyelashes and More.
Hey.
Hello.
Guess who I have on the line with me?
Who?
Mr. Lenny Williams.
Lenny Williams. Hey.
All right.
Hey, what's going on, Nikki? How you doing?
Good. We're glad to have you here tonight.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Hanging out with
Nikki
for sure. Uh-huh.
Yes, and we have Miss Inga on the line. Miss
Hello.
Inga.
Hello, Inga. How you
Inga's
doing?
Eyelashes and more.
I am well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Wonderful. Welcome to Nikki.
I know. Yes. I just say,
this is so amazing.
Yes.
Now, this is the Nikki Prince we're talking about, isn't it?
This is Nikki Rich Show.
Okay. Nikki, Nikki.
And Lenny Williams, y'all
right?
Already know he is a legend. Everybody know Lenny Williams. Everybody. If you don't know, something is wrong. We're broadcasting live right now. 98 to the Beat, L.A., College Underground Radio, and the Nikki Rich Show. We're on so many global networks right now. And Mr. Leon Williams, it's such an honor to have you on tonight.
Well, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. I'm glad to be here. And, you know, just looking forward to, just spending some time with you tonight.
Most definitely, most definitely. And we're looking forward to Miss Inga. She's going to be heading to California with me on this upcoming weekend, and she's going to be doing my eyelashes personally.
Oh, well, are y'all coming to Cali for the Thanksgiving?
We're coming this weekend.
Oh, this weekend. Yeah, I'm heading to Philadelphia this weekend. I won't be here. Dang.
Oh, man. Aw. We're going to miss you, Lenny.
So y'all going to be all up in Hollywood and doing your thing?
Yes, we are. You know it.
I heard that.
Yeah, it's too bad.
And we're coming back December the 15th as well. So hopefully you'll be in town December the 15th, and we could get a live interview.
Okay, that sounds like a winner. Yeah, I'm gonna check my schedule and see if I'm around. I think I might be, except that somebody's trying to talk me into going to Africa around that time, so I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
Y'all want to go to Africa?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Sure.
Let's
go.
Let's go. The sky's the limit.
Have some fun over there.
Yeah. The sky is the limit. And Lenny, we're just so glad to have you on tonight. And you can go ahead and tell everybody what's been going on, any new projects, because I know you got some new music out.
Right. I sent it to you. Did you get it? I sent you something, right, yeah. But anyway, I got a new CD out. It's called Still in the Game, and a new single called Still, and another single called This Is for the One That Got Away. So we're, you know, working on both of those right now. We're really excited about it. Things have been moving real good. You know, the CD's available on iTunes, Amazon, you know, all of the above, and also at LennyWilliams.com. So, you know, we're just having a good time, you know, traveling around singing, you know, some of the old music and some of the new music. And folks have been real receptive to it.
That is awesome. Now, you have really been in the game for a minute, and it's just so hard out here just to stay relevant. How do you manage to stay relevant from years, you know, from decades, I would say? I mean, because it's so, so hard. The music industry, it changes. It changes all the time. What is it
right.
that you do to stay relevant?
Well, you know, I just, I guess a lot of it is material, you know, is that, you know, if you have, you know, well, my signature song, 'Cause I Love You, you know, it just keeps, you know, and then, you know, then all the rappers that sampled it, you know, Kanye West, Twista, Scarface, Trey Songz, and then you, you know, Jay-Z, Young Jeezy, under 3,000 these people sampling my music, so that helps keep me relevant, you know. And then also, you know, just trying to stay, you know, stay on top of my game, you know, with you know, always putting out music, you know, whether it makes it to the top of the charts or not, people can see that, you know, that, you know, I'm working with younger artists, you know, did something with Too Short, something with E-40, you know, did something with Snoop Dogg, you know, some, you know, just all the people that, you know, that are out there right now that, you know, making noise, you know, associating myself with them in some type of way, that whether they're doing my music or whether I'm doing a collaboration with them. And, you know, just kind of staying out there. You know, every weekend I'm going somewhere doing shows instead of sitting around. And so that helps keep you relevant.
that,
question.
That is truly amazing.
I have a question.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know I love you.
Okay.
And I just
love
you.
We love the song too. You know I love you.
You know, you're just such a phenomenal man
that every time I see you, I'm just like, wow. I just love you so much.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. So what's the question?
Oh, the question is, can you write a song and put my name in it or my mom's name in it or just me? Just me.
Oh, of course I could do that. Yeah, I mean, a beautiful lady like you, I mean, I could think of a million songs to write with your name in it, or describing, you know, your character or whatever, you know. So yeah, that would be a simple task.
I know, because you're like an awesome writer, and like you said, the song "I Love You" it's like everlasting. It's just no end to that song.
No, I mean, sometimes there's some songs like that. I mean, you know, you think about a White Christmas or Jingle Bells or something like that. You know, you think about certain songs that have just been around, you know, forever, you know, or Misty or, you know, so then, you know, there's certain songs that, you know, that capture the imagination of the public, and then people play it around the house, and then their kids get it and their grandkids, and it just keeps on evolving and just staying around. And so I've just been very fortunate to have, you know, written, you know, some material like that. And, then I guess the crowning glory of it all is that a lot of the young artists want to, you know, do their versions of it. And so it definitely keeps the song, you know, alive and makes it classic. And then it also, because I, you know, realized that early on that this is the music business, and, I had my own publishing, and I retained my publishing, you know, that I can also, not only stick my chest out and say I wrote that, you know, and that's Kanye West doing that, or that's Jay-Z doing that, but I can also, look for them, you know, the mailman, to come through and, bring some of those nice checks, you know, so, you know, that's, another lesson for, young people out there that are, entering the music business, just make sure you take care of the business aspect of it also, because eventually it'll pay off.
Yeah, and
that song you sung with so much conviction that, you know, it's just the way you sung it, your heart and soul was in it, and every time Baby Bean sang it or I sing it or, you know, my son sing it, we have to sing it just like you, even though we don't sound like you. But we try to sing it just like you because you sing it with so much conviction and we believe you.
Oh,
exactly.
When you get hurt, it'll bring it out of you. It'll bring that,
it will.
That pain, that conviction, that sincerity, all of that stuff, it'll definitely bring it on out, I need to get hurt like that again so I can write another one.
Now, when you was in the studio, actually recording this song right here, I mean, what was it like that night that you recorded this song? Because it's so, your voice is so strong, and even, me, like myself, I can't sing, but when that song come on, it sounds like I'm yelling. But when that song come on, we try to sing it right along with it. You just bust out and sing, What was it like in that studio that night, just recorded?
Well, when we did that, actually that's Lakeside in the background, singing the background. So we put the background on first, and then my producer, Frank Wilson, who just passed away, may he rest in peace, told me, said, oh, I just talked to Andre Crouch, and he's coming by. So Andre and his sister Sandra came by. So, I was raised in the church, so I'm like, oh, my God, he's the number one gospel, singer and writer in the world, coming to my session. So then I really had to sing. So I think that part of the reason that I was just singing so, with so much emotion was I was, trying to, impress Andre Crouch, too. because he was sitting out there, you know, watching the whole session. So I guess we got to give, you know, a little credit to Andre. Maybe I need to put some money in the offering plate and send it to him because he preaches, you know, he got his own church. And I think he got his daddy's church. So maybe I need to send that little offering over there for the next couple of weeks or something. You know, I didn't know that. I really appreciate him coming out and just inspiring me. Plus, you know, just the, you know, to sing the song, you know, the lyrics and everything, and, you know, just relive the emotion that I felt when I was going through and wrote the song. And then, you know, coupled with the fact that Andre and Sandra were there, you know, and the guys from Lakeside were there, you know, watching me sing it, you know, just really trying to, you know, more or less, you know, impress them too, because, you know, they're all great artists.
Wow.
Amazing. And just to have all those amazing artists, I mean, from, like you say, Andre Crouch, I mean, that in itself, just all those people in there, I mean, that just blows my mind right there. I mean, that's amazing. That was an amazing time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And when was it the first time, you know, what was that feeling like the first time that you actually heard your music played on the radio, period? Your first song and just hearing your music, what was that feeling like?
Well, that's just a tremendous feeling right there when you, you know, you, because, you know, you put the struggle in, you know, it's like, you know, it wasn't like it was, you know, American Idol or The Voice or nothing like that. You know, I had to put some work in a few years, you know, 3 or 4, you know, years, you know, trying to make it, and then finally to, you know, do a record, and then it's on the radio, and it's like, you know, I had to hold on to the steering wheel because I thought it was going to get away from me. I mean, I'm going to run into something or run over somebody or something like that. Yeah, so I had to, you know, just put my foot on the brake and pull over and just sit there and check it out. It's an awesome feeling.
Oh. Well, Lenny, I'm just so excited to have you here tonight, and I really enjoy what you're saying. You have to get the business right. Because a lot of artists out there, you know, that's listening, we have so many people listening in right now. You've got to see. I took a picture of the phone line, so you got to see it. It's crazy. But I had to, Lenny. I'm going to send it to you. I got a picture to you so you can see. You're going to be like, wow. But
that's cool.
It's so many people that's listening right now, and it's a lot of artists that's listening in too.
Mm-hmm.
And some people will give them the business, but it's more like a criticize. I'm going to tell you like it is, but I'm going to criticize you at the same time. You know,
okay.
You don't supposed to do that, but you should have this. You should have that. You know, they
mm-hmm.
want to criticize you for not doing something right, but a lot
mm-hmm.
of times the artist is not given the correct information. Some people give the artist just barely enough information for them to keep coming back for more. You know, it's more like a greed thing. It's for, you know, we're going to keep them coming back, but we're not going to give them exactly
mm-hmm.
all the information that they should have. We're going to give them some.
Right.
And
yeah.
It's like they got to fend for themselves.
Right, exactly. That's why, you know, like when you go to church, you know, you listen to the preacher, but it's good to have your own Bible and you read your own Bible so that you know, you know, what's going on yourself, you know. It's the same thing with a business, whether it's a music business or whatever. You know, go to the library. If you can't afford to buy the books, they've got, you know, books at the library about the music business. And you know, you just, you know, something come out on the, you know, the top, you know, seller list. You know, it's like, well, I can't afford that book. You can go to the library and check that book out. And, you know, you can read all about, you know, the music business and the publishing and distribution and all these different things, all about various contracts, and then you can learn for yourself, you know. So I just advise everybody, you know, to try to learn. That's what I always do. I just try to read, you know, keep my ear to the ground. You know, I hear somebody talking about the music business and, you know, listen to their point of view and listen to someone else's point of view and then eventually try to, you know, establish my own point of view. Then it's always good to try to find you a good, you know, a good lawyer, you know, that can help you, somebody that you can trust. You know, sometimes, you know, it might be somebody who's been out there for a long time. It might be somebody who just graduated from law school or who might still be in law school, but, you know, you can just kind of talk to them you know, and get some ideas and, you know, just be honest with them. Hey, you know, right now I'm not making any money, but eventually, you know, I will. And, you know, so let's get started from the ground. So it's always good to, you know, just arm yourself with, you know, with all the information that's out there so that you, you know, you make the best decision, make an intelligent decision, you know, before you sign your name to something.
And that is so true. That is so true because a lot of times, too, that as an artist, you know, some are not taking out the time to even read the information. I know from my radio station, I get a lot of people say, oh, yeah, I'm registered with ASCAP, CSEC, or I'm registered. Okay, they always register, but tell me, how is being registered there helping you? What is the benefit of it? Do you understand
right.
what it is? You know, do you understand? Because a lot of times, and what I'm seeing now with older artists that have made it in the industry that wasn't quite clear on how things are run,
right.
what I'm seeing that they probably was registered just like you and didn't understand, like, far as the paying and the percentage of your royalties and
right.
all the things like that. And you know how people say, oh, you can get paid for your shows, but didn't understand, you know, yes, they probably got paid for their shows, but didn't understand that those same people was taking that percentage out as well before you were performing that show. And
right.
they ended up later on, you know, they had Grammys, they had this and so many accolades, but ended up with what, less than $1,000
right.
of royalties.
Exactly. Right. I think
so
what happens is
some don't even do that.
Yeah, I think it's sort of like when you know, like sex. You know, sometimes you can, you know,
cool.
it gets hot and steaming. You're kissing and hugging, and then you know, then you say, you know, you ain't got time for the condom. You know, then next thing you know, you got a baby, or you got, you know, something worse. You know, AIDS, HIV, or whatever. You know, and so it's the same thing with music. Is that, you know, you go somewhere and somebody's talking to you and they're telling you this, and you see the excitement. But, you know, once you put your name on that paper, then, you know, it may not be a baby, but it may be the fact that, you know, you might generate $1 million and don't get none. You know what I mean? Or you sell 1 million records and you only get $1,000 or a couple $1,000 or whatever. So, you know, you just have to say, you know, I'm not going to get carried away with the euphoria or the excitement. You know, I'm going to, I'm gonna be in control of my emotions and do the right thing and take my time, you know, and let that be your mantra, and then it'll prevent you from running into these detrimental situations. But because it is, I have a lot of friends of mine that came up when I came up, and they, you know, just signed away, you know, all their rights and did everything, and then you know, now here it is, you know, a lot of youngsters are sampling their music, or their music is on television, or, you know, in commercials and things, and they don't get anything, you know. Yeah. And it's kind of sad, yeah. You know?
And it's sad, you know, you have worked so hard, and, you know, you thought at least that you were doing the right thing, but, you know, these people, these contracts, and you really, really have to just sit down and be smart. And like you said, you have to get that business right. You have to get the business right, because it's important. Even myself, I wake up in the morning, you know, I say a prayer first, but I also, you know, do my research over and over. I can know something, but I'll consistently read it over and over so I can take it in to make sure if I'm really getting that understanding. And once I do that, if I read it over and over, I could see something that I didn't see before. And I'm like, I missed that, you know. And I was just reading about copyrights and trademarks and everything like that. And we were reading about the poor man. And I mentioned this to Robin. It was so crazy that day. The poor man's copyright, where, you know, people say, oh, it's okay if you email it to yourself and this and that.
Right.
And it's not true. That is not true. It's not true. And if you go to the law of Congress, the copyright law of Congress, or the copyright .gov, it says it right there. That is not true. It's nowhere in the laws or the amendments that says that you can email it to yourself and you're going to be okay. It's not true. So
Yeah, so it's, you know, yeah, the Library of Congress, you can get the forms for free, you know. And back in the day, you know, you had to pay, you know, a certain amount for each song. Now you can put, you know, 50 songs on there and it's the same price. So, you know, so it's even a simpler way to do it and definitely a least expensive way to do it nowadays, you know. Yeah.
I have a question. What's your favorite song on your new album?
My favorite song on my new CD, I think right now, it changes up, but right now I think it's got to be This Is For The One That Got Away.
Oh.
Yeah, so I got that there. And from my friend Ken Wilson found that song for me, and you know, so I really kind of like it. We've been playing it in the clubs and everything. Folks getting up dancing to it.
Wow. This is the one that got away.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, Lenny, is that, you know, you are a handsome man. I know all the ladies love Lenny Williams. How do you manage to, I'm saying you are handsome, how do you manage to keep yourself in shape? What is it that Lenny Williams do to, you know, you look good, you know, stay in shape, stay fit?
Well, you know, I get up every morning and, like, you know, like you say my prayers, and I get out and either go for a walk or go to the gym, you know, get on the treadmill, lift a few little weights or something like that, and, you know, try to eat right, you know, try to, you know, eat, you know, a lot of vegetables, salads and stuff like that, fish, and, you know, try to stay away from, you know, foods that aren't good for you, although I do cheat, though, you know, I will grab that Snickers every now and then, you know, but, you know, just trying to, you know, just kind of take care of my health. You know, read different books about, you know, health and what's good, you know, good healthy diet and try to, you know, to get some exercise every day. I think that that's really important.
How do you stay grounded with all these women just saying, I love you, Lenny, like me, I'm guilty. I mean, how do you stay grounded?
I'm not. No, I mean, you know, I guess you just got to put it in perspective. You know? You got to put it in perspective, you know, and it's nice, you know. I mean, it's nice to be feeling people, you know, admire you or admire your physicality or whatever, but you can't have it all, you know. I mean, and I think that some people actually feel like they can have it all, but you really can't have it all. So I think that you just have to, you know, put limits on yourself and, you know, and govern yourself. And I'm sort of like this. I heard an old preacher say something, and I say, I'm kind of like that old preacher. He said, what God couldn't do, old age done finally done. You know, so I just say, well, hey, I was young once, and, you know, I did my thing. You know, so now, you know, I can look back and I can, you know, judge everybody because they're doing their thing, you know, and forget that, you know, I used to do my thing. But, you know, as you get older, generally, you know what I mean, you know, you kind of, you know, calm down a little bit, you know, or a lot or whatever, you know. So I just say, you know, there was, like James Brown, there was a time, you know.
Lenny, are you really calmed down a little bit or a lot?
Well, it all depends on who you ask. You know, you ask me, I say yeah. You ask my wife, you probably say yeah. Hell no. Yeah.
And I love your wife too. She is just so gorgeous. Oh my gosh, she's the sweetest person. But I love her husband.
you just got to realize you can't have it all. And once you realize that, you know, and you've got to put things in perspective. And there's some people that, you know, that do that. I mean, I was just looking at the Ice Cube, you know, been married for a long time, same woman. You know, I mean, you know, and I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's, you know, because you, you know, maybe it's the way you're raised or you know, you come from a family, you know, your mom and your dad were, you know, you have from an intact family. I'm not so sure about that because, I mean, there's so many forces nowadays that, you know, I'm definitely, it's probably people who their mom and dad have been together 40, 50 years. It hasn't changed their outlook on, you know, how they live their lives or whether they're going to be, you know, faithful or, you know, true in a relationship. So I think it's up to the person, the individuals, you know, to just say, hey, you know, I can't have it all. And, you know, I've got a good person here. Just try to, you know, give them respect. And, you know, it's okay to window shop, you know, just, you know, just don't buy it. Yeah.
I like that. When it's up. Now, Lenny Williams, how often do you sing to your wife? Now, did she be asking you to sing all the time?
Well, I don't know. It's funny because she was. I came home the other day and she had moved everything around in the living room there, and I was like, well, why you do that? She said, oh, I'm gonna buy you this baby grand piano, and then I want. When I come home, I just want you to be sitting there and just sing to me. And it's
like,
you know, I see myself just leaning over the piano and you singing to me. And, you know, it's really interesting. We've been together all these years, and I really haven't done a lot of singing to her, you know. I mean, and it just kind of struck me that after all these years that she would say to me that that's something that she desires, you know. So I guess pretty soon I come home and she'll go get the piano. Because I used to have pianos all the time, but then as I got older, I gave them away, I did whatever. And I don't even really have a piano now. You know, I think I've got a little keyboard somewhere. I don't even play that anymore. And I was just like, well, it would be nice to have a piano, you know. So maybe once I get the piano and you know, and get the plan, and, you know, and she come home and I'll sing to her.
Wow.
Oh, that is so sweet.
That's
now,
so
Lenny,
sweet.
You know I'm going to have to ask you, do you mind singing this tonight, or can you do that?
Please.
Girl, you know I love you no matter what you do. And I hope you understand me. Every word I say is true. Because I love you.
Lenny, I'm gonna have to ask you to shout us out on the radio and do that drop so I can have a drop for later.
That is awesome. It's my pleasure to do that. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God, it's so amazing. Voice. Oh, my God. Legendary. Boy, I tell you. Boy, I tell you. Amazing. It's just such an honor to have you on tonight. And it's truly a blessing. And we also have some people on Twitter. They done got a hold of your Twitter, Lenny. So everybody's going crazy on Twitter.
They're going crazy.
So you're going to see a lot of comments.
Well, that'll work. That'll work for sure. Yeah, you know, we get on Twitter every day, you know. So, you know, I'll definitely answer them. Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah,
Lenny, we're gonna have to ask you to do that again, but you're going to have to tell everybody who you are. And shout out to Nikki Rich Show so we can play it in our future shows. We got to have that.
Okay, here we go. Hey, this is Lenny Williams, and I want to sing this song to my favorite girl. Nikki Rich, you know I love you no matter what you do. And I hope you understand me. Every word I say is true. 'Cause I love you. Oh.
You're the best.
I need my own radio show.
You are the best, Lenny Williams. I'm telling you.
And we're
gonna be playing your new music too. We're gonna play your new music
that.
And we're gonna be playing it. But I just love that song.
Yeah, well, I thank God for that song. Thank God I had the pleasure of writing it and singing it, and you know, and also being the publisher. And it's just that song's been a very good blessing to me too. You know, so. It makes people feel good. It makes me feel good too when I sing it, when I hear it, and you know. So I'm always humbled by it for sure.
And I know you hear it everywhere. I mean, every party, every dance, everything on the TV, commercials, everywhere.
Yeah, I hear it
everywhere.
I do hear it a lot. Yeah. So, but I, you know, I always get excited. I, you know. Almost as much as the first time I ever heard it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
I do. Just to have you on, because it's so amazing when you hear people music, and that's that good quality, feel-good music. You know, you took your time with that one. And when you hear it, I mean, like I said, you just feel good, you know? And you, we don't have that right now. That's why everybody is always, you know, continue. You know, once we have a song, we don't want to let it go because you're not even hearing that. I mean, it's music out. Don't get me wrong, and it's nothing wrong with the artist and what's going on now. But I'm just saying, you know, once you get that song, that's good quality music, we don't want to let it go because it seems like we don't have that. We don't have it, or we're not getting it. So we always just hold on to what we're used to and hearing.
Mhm. Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, and then I guess a lot of times the music that you grow up with, you know, it has, you know, it has a history, you know, so you know, so you hear something on the radio tomorrow, and you know, it's gonna be a while before it, you know, it has a history to it, you know, because I was something came on the radio the other day, and I said to my wife, oh, I remember you used to wear that little burgundy suit, that little burgundy pants suit, and be down at the club, you and Helen. She's like, yeah, you know, so, I mean, the song has a history, you know, because I remember, you know, 20, 25 years ago, you know, watching my wife do this, or the kind of dance she used to do. And so something that I hear tomorrow might be, you know, just a really, really nice song, but I don't have a history with it. So, you know, it just makes you feel good because it's a nice song. But, you know, the older music makes you feel good because it's a nice song. It has a history to it. Maybe, you know, you remember riding your mama's car, or you know, being with your dad, or you know, being with that first boyfriend that, you know, that ran his fingers through your hair, whatever. You know what I mean? So, I think that has something to do with it, too.
It does. Now, Lenny Williams, we know you got your new music out. Is there any other projects or any tours that you're going on that you have coming up that you would like to share with our listeners in case they want to go out there and see you in concert?
Well, I know on November 23rd, actually this Sunday, I'm going to be in Philadelphia. So anybody in Philly, if you're listening, I'll be in Philly this weekend. And then the next week and the day after Thanksgiving, I'm going to be up in New York with Ron Isley. And I think Tejan and H-Town. And then I think I might be going to, well, down by New Orleans, you know, in the first week in December. And then I think I might be going to Africa. I'm not sure. I'm working on that. And, you know, just keeping busy. So you can go to my website, LennyWilliams.com. And, you know, you can find out what I'm doing on Facebook, you know, and find out my schedule and see what I'm doing. And come up and say hi, you know.
All right. Now, do you have any other web links? I know you have your Twitter. It's Lenny Williams. And do you have any other web links that they can check out as well?
I think I got Lenny Williams at OOO. .com and you know, just
But mainly, you know, it's LennyWilliams.com. It's on my Twitter and Facebook. Those are the main ones. And then I got links to everything else like that from there. Excuse me.
And we just thank you so much. We thank you. And hopefully when I come back out to L.A., I can, like I say, do a live interview, stream live from there and be able to link with you when I come back. I know you have a busy schedule, and, you know, just hopefully I'll be able to do that. But we are just so excited to have you on tonight. Legendary Lenny Williams. And like I say, you keep making that timeless music. Everybody's going to keep purchasing and buying out there. And we just thank you for just taking out your time to come on the Nikki Rich Show.
Thank you so much for having me. And then I just want to commend you for, you know, just being a young person out there doing the Got Your Home radio show, you know. And that's, you know, that's super right there. That's something to, you know, to be applauded and, you know, and to be commended. You know, I mean, you're doing your thing. You know, a lot of folks, you know, they looking down at a radio station. You got your own. I said, go, girl. You go, girl.
Yes, it's truly a blessing. And we got over 133,000 listeners, and just on my platform alone. But I'm so glad tonight that you're on, because guess what? They're listening live on 98 to the Beat LA and College Underground Radio. So we got the college listeners listening in. So it feels so good to be a part of so many networks and just hitting them all at once, you know. And it's good to have you on, legendary Lenny Williams, and they get to hear this as well. That is amazing in itself.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you. And anytime you, you know, you got my number, so, you know, anytime you need me, just give me a holler, okay?
All right. Well, we thank you, and we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. We end by saying God bless. Thank you so much.
God bless. All right, bye.
Thank you. And we'd like to thank Miss Robin Lewis, for, you know, just putting this all together. And we also, you know, we still got our CEO in the building, Ms. Inga in the building. We're just so grateful to have her as well. And it's just amazing to have Lenny Williams come on the Nikki Rich Show, and as well as Inga. I know it feels good just to talk to the legend as well. How does it feel, Ms. Inga?
Nikki, it is phenomenal to feel the energy, the power, the encouragement that he possesses over the phone line. Let me just tell you, it is powerful. I am energized as though I had a cup, 2-3 cups of coffee tonight.
Well, you know what?
It's a blessing.
Look, you're going to have your husband sing to you tonight.
Yes. And he will. He will. I have the most amazing husband.
Yes,
he is truly awesome.
It's so good to have that support from him, you know, knowing that, you know, you're out here pursuing your dreams as well.
Yes, he's so supportive, Nikki. I mean, I told him I may have to get on a plane and go to California Friday. And he said, well, if God opened the door and you walk through it, you go ahead and go. And just to have that support from him, it's just wonderful to have him saying, go ahead, I'll take care of everything here at home. I have the best husband. Let me just say that. I have the best husband ever. Because
yes,
he is truly backing me. And that's where
I
come in.
What you was going to say, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I said some men just, you know, wouldn't have their wives to go and pursue their dreams. They want them to stay home and be close to them. But my husband is a man of God. He knows his wife, and he knows, and he's just pushing me forward to continue to pursue my dream. And I love that. I truly love that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
and
just
that,
truly blessed
and
grateful.
You cannot get no better than that. Because, you know, God, he is in the midst of everything. You know, if it's not meant to be, it won't happen. You know, And like I said, you know, look at tonight. Inga, eyelashes and more, salon, Florence, Alabama, was also on the same line and talking to Mr. Lenny Williams. You hear me?
Can you believe that? Only God, Mickey, only God.
Yes.
Only God. I want to share
so
this.
Amazing.
I want to share this also, Nikki. There is so much talent in this area, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Quad Cities area. We have some ladies here who are promoting and shopping their reality TV show. And this is truly amazing to me. Eureka Roy Malone has a talent agency here in Muscle Shoals. This is a phenomenal woman, first of all. And she has Melissa Harden and Tori Allman, who are all phenomenal women. And they're shopping this show. It's called Bama Wives. And, I mean, the talent in this area is just so great that we in Florence and Muscle Shoals, we are going to be recognized because be it through me, be it through these other sisters or whomever, Florence, Alabama, the Quad Cities, is destined to be put on the map and recognized. So I just want to shout out to those women doing the Bama Wives. I wish them much luck and success. I've already seen it in my vision. I've seen the credits roll up, and the end of the credits, it says Eyelashes by Inga. I shared that with Eureka, who is the CEO of Eureka's Talent, and I almost shared it with one of the ladies in the reality show, but God wouldn't allow me to share it at the time. But I'm sharing it now with about Tori Allman and Eureka and Melissa Harden. I just want to say one of these women are going to do something big in this area, and I'm just boosting them and wishing them the best, for us to be recognized in this small area.
And I also want to give a shout-out to the ladies and the gentlemen that's on Twitter that's tuned in. I definitely want to give a shout-out to Ms. Taya Guest. You might know her Twitter name is at Taya7000. I see Ms. Connie A. Von Lightner. Major shout-out to her and so many people that's listening in right now. Dinky Jones. We have so many people that's. And a major shout-out to DJ Dr. Funk Juice. He is running the 98 to the Beat LA station over there, and it's all been DJ King Assassin is making it happen. He is the CEO over 98 to the Beat LA, and he allowed me to be syndicated on 98 to the Beat LA. So it's just amazing, and a major shout out to Blue. And y'all might know him as Blue Just Right. He was our first guest for tonight. We have really, really, truly had some amazing guests that's been coming through. And definitely want to shout out Social Therapy Magazine. They are listening in, Social Therapy Magazine. So if anybody out there, you want to be a part of Social Therapy Magazine, you can follow Social Therapy Magazine. He has some great prices, you know, to be featured in the magazine. So you want to get your business out there, that's the way to go.
Amen. That's right, Nikki.
And we're just so glad that you are taking up your time to come on the Nikki Ray Show. And guess what? We got a Hollywood.
Yes, Hollywood swinging. I'm excited, Nikki. Thank you for the invitation. That's awesome.
Yes, and so many people that's listening right now, you're going to be able to see us because we're going to have it live. Streaming. We're going to stream this live here. You know, we can't just talk over it. We can't talk via phone or online. We're going to be live, so you're going to be able to watch us every move because we're going to stream it all the way through. And I'm so excited.
I am so excited. Only God. I just thank him because we could have not orchestrated this together, you and I. It was totally in divine order.
It is.
And it's our season. It's our season.
and I'm ready to walk in it and receive all the blessings.
But you know what? You're already walking in it. It's not.
Thank you.
That's another thing. You're walking in it. You are here. you are here. You made it.
Thank you, Nikki. Yes, thank you so much. I receive it. My Twitter page is going crazy. My Facebook is going crazy. My text messages is going crazy. I mean, all the love and the support that I'm receiving right now, I'm just ecstatic.
Yes. It's truly a blessing. It's truly a blessing because I just want to tell you, I mean, this is how it is every day. Every day. We bring our amazing guests on. This is not just one night. We do this every single day. And I'm going to tell you, as soon as I get off the show, I'm going to get another 100,000 calls as if I'm still on the show. It's really amazing. And we have some new music that we're going to be displaying tonight from our audience as well. But I just want to thank you again for taking out the time to come on and share your story and your project with us tonight.
Well, thank you, Nikki, for having me on. I appreciate you taking the time to let me express myself and to give someone some encouragement and to tell how I started, where I started, and where I'm going. I appreciate you allowing me that time. This is the beginning of something great. I know it. This is the beginning. And I thank you for that. And I know my husband is probably at home pulling his hair out because he has 3 children running around the house right now. I am at the salon.
We got to take the time out to thank your husband for being so supportive. I mean, you can't get no better than that.
You cannot. God knew what he was doing. I didn't know how to pick my husband, and he had my mother pick my husband for me. So I have the right one.
Exactly. We're just so grateful, I'm telling you. And God is so good. God is so, so good. He just brings people in your life, you know, that just help you along the way.
Yes. If you allow him, he will, and I allow him to just keep sending whomever that he wants in my life.
That is so true. And also, Ms. Inga, real quickly, and then we're going to get to our, we're going to wind things down. We got Ms. Robin. She brought Lanny Williams in, but she definitely wanted to talk to you. She didn't get a chance to, but she wanted to talk to you, Miss Robin. We have you on the line right now.
Hi, it's me again.
Hello, it's me again.
I just wanted to thank you so much for coming out to LA to do Nikki's eyelashes. Awesome. Everybody's like,
yay. And she said, can she do my eyelashes?
I did. I'm guilty. I'm sucking up. Please.
No problem. I got you when I get there. I'm coming with lashes and my kit. I'm coming ready to do lashes for whomever. Just line them up.
Look, can I wear a size 7 shoe?
Okay.
I'm just joking. But listen, I was listening to you speak about the reality show.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you, do you know if they shopped it yet, if it's completed? Because I do have some avenues.
Okay,
oh, she
great.
Has the avenues, honey.
They're shopping it, from what I understand, with TLC and I think Bravo. I'll get all the information, and I'll have it with me when I come, and I'll forward you everything that they have. But the ladies are bad. They're phenomenal.
Awesome. Loving it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
And, Nikki, I just want to thank you for being who you are and staying positive and letting the people know that about the music industry and how serious that it is. It is serious. I love the way you ask Lenny Williams about the music industry because he's an icon. He knows. He's been through all the trials and tribulations.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. In decades, and, he's still here.
And,
out of,
and I,
it's 2012.
Right, and I want to also thank you for allowing him to be on your show. It meant a lot to me, too.
Thank you. And Robin, like I said, Ingrid, she is a music expert. She knows everybody in the industry. When I tell you she knows everybody, I'll talk to somebody differently every day. Every day. So when she says she knows some avenues and they want to be, you know, get that reality show, she's going to put you to the right people that you need to connect with. She doesn't play.
Oh, I appreciate it. I greatly appreciate it. I look forward to meeting you and doing your lashes, of course. Anything. What size shoe?
7.5.
You like stilettos? You like flats?
No, no.
You tell me what you like.
No stilettos. I don't want to break my ankle, but I will wear some, you know, some pumps or whatever. But, yeah, I tried that stiletto thing one time. I was like, I couldn't even stand up. I'm like, wow.
Well, I have flat.
Yeah, I was praying to Lord Jesus. Yes, I was. Lord Jesus, what did I do to myself? And you know what? When I was wearing the stilettos, I was at a very, very exclusive event. Girl, the country came out. I took off them shoes. And they was like, wow, for real? I'm sorry. I just can't do it. And the person that the stylist that styled me, had me looking, I was looking bomb. You know, I was like, what's her name? Getting her groove back, and you know, I was looking good, but I had to take off these shoes.
Well, I have you covered. I'm going to bring you some nice flats. What size shoes did you say you wear?
A 7.5, and I can take a little heel. I can take a heel.
A little heel. Okay, I'll see what I can get together in my suitcase and bring out for you, so that you can walk in some of my famous shoes from Inga's Lashes and More.
And you know what, Inga?
Yes.
I will wear them shoes on the red carpet. I will wear them at every celebrity event that I have. I will speak your name to every celebrity I know. Your name will be ringing in their ear. Trust me.
Okay.
I like the sound
of that.
Everybody saying Nikki. And Inga, when I tell you, she knows every celebrity. I'm not kidding.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know every celebrity. Come on.
Yes,
she
does.
Okay,
everybody. If you have celebrities when I come on Friday, if you have celebrities that need their lashes done individually and not stripped, let them know the Eyelash Queen is coming, and she's coming prepared to work before I walk on the red carpet and before I'm at any VIP event with the Nikki Rich Show. So I want to have those ladies looking gorgeous, prettier than they already are.
some of the ladies and men world with it.
Well, okay.
We're going to keep it real. But God is good.
Okay.
God is good. You're all okay. Day, every day.
And I don't discriminate, so.
Nope, we don't. And Robin, we just thank you so, so much for all that you do for the Nikki Rich Show. Robin, she, like I said, she is that expert, that music expert out there, and she is that link, and she just connects us, and she's just a positive person, like I said, that really just make things happen, and she do it from her heart. She does it from her heart. And, you know, and God, he just blesses her, he blesses me, and you know how you just so connected to God. We see and stuff, and we it's just so amazing how she see it, I see it, and everybody just see it. You know, it's just how God works. It's just amazing, truly amazing.
Yes.
He's an awesome God. He's awesome. And I, you know, I tell Mickey and all my friends every day, they ask me, how do you know all these people? I said, it's not me, it's God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. It's God. He puts me in these people's life. Or vice versa. I don't ask for this, but I know my heart is good. And my heart is pure. So, now I can't get ghetto, but, you know. That, I do this stuff because I love the industry. I love everything about the entertainment business. But I love God more, and He provides for me.
Amen.
Oh, Preach. You about to make me cry.
Oh, Robert.
Oh, man. You about to make me cry. That is
okay.
So true. That is so true.
Yes,
you have
God,
a real preacher.
God, you should have
been fine. Lenny was sending it to you. I can't believe Lenny Williams sung to you. Oh.
And he sung with my name in it.
I know. I was mad. I was like, ugh.
He said, Mickey, you know, I love you.
And I bet you were smiling ear to ear, too. And I was sitting over there with an attitude. I had a rhythm on my forehead.
Hey, Mickey, I'm getting a text from my husband, and he says, answer that cue and you're on the phone, the 256-810 number. He said, that's him, and answer his call.
Okay. Oh, it's so many callers, y'all. I don't even know. I'm trying to get there. I'm right here, though. But, Robin, we thank you so much.
Okay. Hi, husband.
Hi, husband. Yeah. You get to say hi to my husband. You'll eventually meet him, Robin, and I look forward to meeting you when I come to L.A., Hollywood. I look forward to meeting you.
We're going to have a great time.
And we just thank Robin. We just thank her so much for being such a huge part of the Nikki Rich Show. I talk to her all the time, and truly a blessing. And we're going to bring in Miss Inga's husband. You know, we have to bring him in.
Yes.
Welcome
yes.
to the Mickey Rich Show.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
What's happening? This is the Inga Carol Harden fan club president, and all the little fan club members are in the bed. So I had planned, I was hoping to get in earlier for them all to say hi, Mommy, on the radio, but they, oh my goodness, no, I put them to bed. They went to bed. So,
okay.
And I listened to the whole show. And Mickey,
the fan club.
Let me tell you about this girl that you got on the phone with you or on the line with
be
you.
Easy.
And,
be easy.
On your show.
You know, I'm coming home. Be easy.
No, I'll tell you about your husband. He was supporting you all day long. He said, who is that lady, that fine lady right there? Can I get that number?
She is an awesome personality. God has really blessed her to be a people person. Now, I believe eyelashes is just the surface part. If you get around her, you have no other choice but to love her because she's real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's not fake. She's
Thank
not
you.
Phony. She is who she is. And I'll sit back and stand behind everything that she said about, I've never came home to a dirty house. Never. And the girl works from sun up to sundown, you know.
Mm.
And her as being a godly woman, the second to the head of the whole, you know, I'm actually the CEO, but she is like the CCOOP and all that good stuff. Like, but anyway, she sit back, and if God forbid something was to happen, I know that He would bless me to have my family looked after because she would take care of business.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So it's
yeah.
like one of those things that behind, you know, as I said, behind every powerful man, there's a powerful woman. But I put it like
mm-hmm.
this, behind every powerful woman, there's a praying family and there's God, you know.
Exactly.
So, you guys, and especially, like, if you look at her page, all the people that actually surrounded themselves with her. And it's not to the point that she doesn't sit back and seek these people. These people seek her out, you know, look on her page. You know, God has really given her a insight and a blessing and an eye for business, also a nose for things going on in the community, from the campaigning with the mayor and all the other stuff that she's into. I'm like, oh my goodness, you know. But man, God bless y'all. You guys keep up the good work. I will not hold you. But Nikki, if you really want to have a blast, get her, my mother-in-law, and my auntie on the phone all at the same time. And you will have a blast. I'm talking about you will stop. You will not stop crying because you're laughing so hard. But, baby, you go ahead. This is your time to shine. Go ahead, do your thing. Miss Nikki, I know this is not going to be the last time I talk to you, and it's a pleasure, guys. I'm about to go.
Oh, we thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking out your time to.
Anger. Girl, know I love you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I can't do it like it does. Baby, I love you.
Okay, baby.
You know, you'll get the full show when you come home. So,
we don't need no more. Look, I think y'all gonna add to the fan club tonight.
No. Nikki.
No, fan club is booked right now.
Look,
we packed.
We gotta have a little extra person at the fan club.
No, ma'am. No. Thank you for your well wishes, but no.
Yeah, we are totally blessed as it is to have what we have, so we're good. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh yes. But it's so awesome just to have you two on tonight. It's just truly amazing, you know, amazing. And that's what love is all about. That's what support, you know, family, and just having that faith, you know, trusting God and believing, you know, what he has for us is for us. You know, we are all different individuals, you know. And we might be doing the same thing, or even if we're not, but what God has for us is going to be for us. So, you know, some people don't look at nobody saying, oh, this person copying. It's not going to be on the same path that you're on, as long as you focus on what you're doing. That's all that matters.
Yes. You're so right.
Well,
I received that word. I have to say this.
What?
I received a tweet just a minute ago from Taya Guest on Twitter, and she has said, oh, how cute, President Hubby Inga's fan club. Oh, that was so nice. Well, shout out to Taya. She's in Texas.
Awesome. Wow. That is cute.
Well,
I like that, the fan club.
Yeah, that was cute.
This is one thing that being with a woman that has that type of drive and that type of personality. If you look at it, if I was with a weak woman, I would become a weak man because I wouldn't have anything or nothing to give me resistance. There's nothing on this earth that you could look at in the physical or metaphysical that doesn't thrive with the aid of resistance. You know what I mean? So if I need to be strong, I have to have a stronger person behind me, backing me. So the man that I am and the man who I've become is only due to the fact that I have a woman that I have with me. You know what I mean? And
exactly.
I was sitting back twirling about us being stable-minded as, you know, the old folks that gave us this ability to be free and to have the things that we have right now. If you look at one of my posts, I was like, well, where are they? We're right here. You know, we are the Martin Luther Kings and the Rosa Parks of our day. You know, it's up for us to sit back and pave the way. People are watching us.
Exactly.
And like I said, you know, by the way we talk, how we walk and how we live, and, you know, having this type of atmosphere, you know, you guys getting together, talking, being yourself, showing people, look, you know, it's, you can do it. you know, just go mm-hmm. ahead and put that foot forward and let God help you and follow, you know, and go ahead and stumble and fall sometimes, but just jump right back up because you're still in the race, you know. I really commend you guys for that, especially my wife, because Lord knows how many people that I, you know, the place where I work, oh, you know, Inga's this and Inga's that, and oh, my goodness, you know, I'm like, you know what, that is so good, because basically a lot of people don't have that role model or that icon that's within earshot or within visual to sit back and say, well, I need to replicate, or I need to do this, or I need to be like her because she can do it, I can do it. Okay, that's all I got to say.
That was so sweet, Dwayne. Thank you so much.
Well,
thank you, Dwayne.
You got it. I'm about to queue out because I got to go check on our baby. So you guys enjoy yourself. I'm still going to be listening, but I'm going to get out the line and let y'all go.
Thank you.
And Inga, I just thank you for being our guest. We're going to be on the red carpet. Just remember VIP Hollywood.
I'm excited, yeah. Nikki. Wow.
I'm so excited because we're going to let the world know we are here. I'm here. I have who is personally doing my eyelashes? Miss Ia.
Yes. Yes. The eyelash queen.
Yeah. And I cannot, you just don't even know, I cannot wait.
Nikki, neither can I. I'm going to have to send out a message and let all of my clients know that I won't be working Friday and Saturday. And if they're listening now, I need you to come into the salon tomorrow so I can take care of your eyelash needs. Because Friday and Saturday, I will be in Hollywood with Nikki Rich on the Nikki Rich Show.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, red carpet event.
Yes. And it's just been an honor and a pleasure having you on and just learning about you. We're going to have to bring you back. You know we're going to have to bring
Please.
You back to talk about our trip now. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed.
We got to do that.
I'll be ready.
Yes. But I just thank you again for being our guest and just taking out your time to come on air tonight, and I know you had a long day, and I just thank you. I just thank you so much.
Well, Nikki, I thank you for having me on and for inviting me out to Hollywood. I thank you for the opportunity to spread my wings. I thank you so very much, and I'm just excited about what God is doing, where this is going to go. This is the beginning. And I just thank you for the opportunity. And if you ever want to come to Florence, Alabama, and do your show live, I have the facility set up. I have a very elegant salon, very classy, not to toot my own horn, but a little toot-toot. And you are welcome to come here anytime.
Thank you. And, you know, I'm going to make my way to Inga's Salon. I got to because I need to come down there and do a live broadcast. Definitely got to do that.
You're welcome to come anytime. You just let me know. I have everything set up and arranged, and we'll get it going. You can do your live interview here, and we'll bring in some local people who are doing big things in this area. We'll just make it a big, big thing. And the city,
yes.
The five cities, the surrounding cities, they will support me. They'll all come out.
And we might need to have like a meet and greet.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we can do all of that. This is a wonderful, wonderful area. The South down here is wonderful.
Well, I just thank you again. Thank you so much for being our guest. And we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end by saying God bless.
Thank you, Nikki, and God bless you also. I'll see you Friday.
Thank you. Yes. And one more thing before you go. Okay, I know you got your phone number. I know you got your contact info. Go ahead and quickly give that in case they wanted to come to Inga's Eyelashes and More Salon.
Okay. Inga's Lashes and More Salon is located downtown Florence, Alabama. 413 East Tennessee Street, Florence, Alabama, 35630. Phone number is 256-765-7001. Or you can Facebook me at Inga Carol Harden, Twitter, Inga Carol Harden, Instagram, Inga Harden, and I will respond. And I also have Inga's Lashes and More fan page. So whenever you're ready to make an appointment, well, I'm not hard to find.
All right. And also, Inga, and anybody that's listening in right now, you can go back and listen to this episode after the show on iTunes. It's free. You can download the podcast, the Nikki Rich Show podcast. You can go and put in Nikki Rich Show, and we have our podcast up.
All right.
All righty. All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome back anytime.
Thank you so much. Talk to you soon and see you Friday.
Yay! And I would like to thank all the guests that was a part of this show tonight, starting with Blue out of Texas. Thank you so, so much for coming through and sharing all your great music along with Miss Inga Carol. And as well as we had Lenny Williams, the legendary Lenny Williams, come through and sing to us tonight. Wow, what an amazing show. Amazing, amazing show. But right now, I have to get into this musically as an independent artist that we play, and we have to get into hot new music. This is Chick Body Rock.
Body rock, body rock, body rock. Body rock, body rock.
Body for body rocking, girl. You got that body for body for body rocking, girl.
Body rock.
And high heels followed up with a slender waist. You got that thing that's off the chain, scoping you out at a distance like a target sitting at a shooting range. The way you're walking, girl, it's like a top model. I'm not curious to understand why every guy wants to stop and follow. That's no questions, girl, but I have the obsession, girl. Bring your girls to VIP so we can body rock in my section, girl.
You got that body, but body, but rocking girl.
Everywhere, I must admit the kid is hypnotized. So are these jealous guys, they want my prize. Take your tongue off the floor because you got this after two damn tries. I got that thing juicy, she got my thing stupid. Now touch your toes and keep on, keep on, keep on moving. Shout out to DJs, two bottles in my hand. She asked me what's the plan, do what's in the chorus, I'll kiss your tan.
You got that body, but body, but body rocking, girl.
Into white cups, white you cups. Make me wanna lean. Like,
hold up.
Let's go to Mardi Gras and get some beads. I'm in a Mercedes, getting some dough down in
New Orleans.
You know the moto, girl, YOLO. I like it up and down. Let's call it yo yo. Coca-licious. Let's mess quick. Wake up to breakfast. Jam up your biscuits. I like that.
Like that.
You like that.
You like that.
Now
The Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. It's been an amazing, amazing night. We're getting it in. We live all the way from Charlotte, North Carolina to L.A. We also got some more music that we're breaking in tonight. We have Sheffy Monroe and Chris P. We got that new music from Sheffy Monroe and Chris P. We got a chance to talk to them this week. And it's called Paper Cut Boy. We're going to New Orleans for this one, guys.
YMCMB. No. Yeah. BDNC.
You know?
New voice of the hood.
Let go. Loud mouth fresh, gone off that midnight, allergic to broke, addicted to get right, all bags packed, dead in, about to take flight, guess what's about to pay off, some hard days and long nights, boy I hustle like a dog, all day, all night, your girl say I'm the nigga, and you okay, you alright, I hold my hood down, you can check my background, fast money, cash money, Mac, hold a down, God's cherry legendary, roll a 7 out the pound, and I'm always keep something with 50 rounds, boy, I walk like a G, and talk like a soldier, boy, I can act a ass, or keep my composure, all about the money, I can't help but shine, both cell phones popping, cause I'm always online, east side, night wall, where they don't mind dying, and we shooting to the top, like we're running out of time,
oh, hit me. They ain't never phased us, all we do is get money, all we do is stack up. Forever keep it cheap, we ain't never switching up. Stay on that chilly chill, we forever blazing up. Bad bitches all around, ever since we bossed up. I'm a paper cut boy, girl, don't get it mixed up. I do it for my city, so you know I'm cheated up. When I holler black, I get the fire.
You ain't a G if you ain't got real niggas around ya. Who gon' be that with you when them niggas around ya? I'm a true uptowner, my niggas. Down ya, you graduated from hell, we'll cap and gown ya. The hot ones go in ya and the come out ya. It'll be a couple of days for them people to bounce ya. Oh, but tryna pump me for a bag of get smacked by a junkie. Little boy, who is you playing with? Then murk you and whoever you stand with. You're beating off that mile, huh? You ask your they gon' ride and they say pilot, huh? You see the same that I get high with? It's the same that I'm gon' ride with and die with. You probably hate me, but your old lady love me. My lady, a professor, it'll teach you how to duck it.
They ain't never phased us, all we do is get money, all we do is stack up. Forever keep it G, we ain't never switching up. Stay on that chilly chill, we forever blazing up. Bad bitches all around, ever since we bossed up. I'm a paper cut boy, girl, I'm getting mixed up. I do it for my city, so you know I'm cheated up. When I holler, we're right, it's a fire. I'm available for as long as I can remember. Game been cool like the middle of December. December. Give the thanks all year, like we stuck off in November.
Yeah,
paper cut boy, I'm a VIP member. Spread my wings and took flight with a Louis carry-on. Shining on the same days you getting rained on. Smelling like a pound, like I spray cushion. She blowing deep like she play a bass horn.
Do it.
Try to stay zone, red stripe like tint. Money the motivation, so it called and I went. I'm kinda traumatized, blood money all in my eyes. Admit I'm shell shot growing up around homicide. But still I go hard, relentless and never slack. Advance every day, continuously gotta stack. Steady reading the blitz, watching for sneak attacks. Money in garbage bags, we wash it in laundromat. Oh, hey. Yeah.
She was only 33, first born past, second born, spread the love, and her son looked just like her. Same smile, 10 years, I ain't talked to her, still see her face in yearbooks. Ran into her on Facebook, I'm in Charlotte. She told me she was in Winston-Salem, she was back.
line between family and music. I don't got the time. Your last post, acting with Forrest Gaines, smiley face. But I had a different face on the 28th. Kareem McCauley told me some news I didn't want to hear. Chantel was in a car accident and she ain't here. The whole room's felt weird. God, come on. How you gonna take that girl like that? She had a seatbelt on. And I shouldn't ask the Lord questions. I had to understand that God took one of his angels. So this verse is for you, Miss Sergeant. I will never forget you. I still got our memories in my head, boo. I value my life dates. I wait. But I got some other news. My girl's telling me that she ain't feeling right. She said she's getting too much rest. So we jumped in the car to the dollar store to get a pregnancy test. The girl, I'm hoping maybe that would get me more motivated to go for this paper, stand on stage and say it. So the news spread day four. My first child, I was nervous, but this time I'm feeling special. Glad that she picked me, having dreams of my second child's fame. We picking baby names, proud son calling his dad to tell him the good news. Taking more and more responsibility. Congratulations from everybody. I felt alive on day five. My son's excited. Got another test, same result. Now I'm right back, nervous like when my firstborn was coming. And I'ma do what I did then, keep that money coming. I value my life days. I wake up to see my son smile. And I say, this could be taken from me in a second. Thank you for everything that I presented. Problems come, problems go. Everybody knows one day we got to go. And I say, this could be taken from me in a second. Thank you for everything that I presented. I remember when your firstborn came on this earth. The whole crew was happy as hell because of Alize's birth. We at 7 plus, nobody's miserable. We jumped in the car to the hospital. Man, I've been best friends for years, turned to strangers. Kinda painful. Maybe it was me, I didn't understand your anger. You know damn well I don't back down. We Sagittarius, whatever. I'm just trying to patch things up. We can go to the bar, talk up, or we can keep it the same. Don't. But the problems never got solved. Don't forget my hogs. You had parents in your life, I didn't. I'm just trying to be a man, not paying for it. So this verse is for you, Tommy. I ain't mad at you, but I got a family now, and that I value.
My life day, I wake up to see my son smile. And I say, this could be taken from me in a second.
Right, you're listening to the Nikki Rich Show. That was McCutcheon 76, My Last Day. Also, you heard Sheffy Monroe and Chris T. Man, we've been getting it in tonight with hot new music. Yes, we've been getting it in. We're just so grateful for all the supporters. And we also got a chance to play Juke Body Rocking tonight. We've been playing nothing but great music. And I'm just so thankful, and I want to end tonight, y'all. I want to end tonight by saying it's just been an amazing night. We've been having such a great night, and I'm just so thankful. I'm truly blessed, and
And I just want to end by saying I wish everybody this much love and success. And we end tonight by saying God bless. And I just want everybody to know to follow your dreams. Follow your dreams. You know, put God first in everything you do. And he's going to work it out. He's going to guide you and put the right people in your path. And he's going to do it, y'all. He really is. And we're going to end tonight with Bella May. Have fun. Rocking with the Nicki Rich Show.
Hi, everyone. My name is Bella May. I'm addicted to being absolutely fabulous. I don't have a job because I'm too fly for that shit.